Later this morning, the dispute over who controls the New York State Senate returns to a courtroom. Democrats and Republicans failed to sort it out after a closed-door meeting last night. Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
The state Supreme Court judge pulled into the Senate standoff by Democrats who filed suit has been reluctant to rule and has given both sides three chances to work things out amongst themselves. But one of the coup leaders, Senator Pedro Espada, admitted after a meeting with Democrats on possible power sharing that the two sides were at an impasse.
We need judicial intervention. We need judicial clarity.
Senator John Sampson, who was named the new de facto leader of the Senate Democrats Monday, says the coup leaders were making unreasonable demands.
We came in here with good intentions to work out some agreement, but at this point in time, an agreement has not been worked out.
Both sides are due back before the judge Tuesday morning. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.